Ugh, I'm not in the mood. Do we have to do this?
Yes.
Wait, are we recording? Okay, let's go. You're listening to The Allie Colbert Show. Back to the Allie Colbert Show. Thanks for joining us. How are we doing, Colbertos? Thank you so much, everyone who came out to Sacramento, San Francisco shows. They were so fucking fun. It was a blast. A lot of Colbertos in those rooms. Great to see you all in person. I'm going to have some shows in New York posted soon. So if you're in New York, check that out on my website, AllieColbert.com. And then August 11th and 12th, Seattle. And I'll have more shows soon that I'll be announcing on here. Today's episode, we have Jade Catapretta, comedian, actress, a dear friend. It's a good one. It was really fun. You guys, it was fun. And I have a newsletter that's really more just like an email notification system if I'm in your town, by the way. So you can sign up for that if you're on my Instagram or my website, wherever. I was at the beach yesterday, actually, and not really like me to go to the beach, but it was overcast, so I could go outside. And there was like a little jumper plane that flew by with a Coors Light banner waving behind it. And I just can't believe that companies still use any budget towards marketing that way. Like, Coors, who's like, we should run another one of those banners by Venice Beach. I think it's doing a huge thing for brand recognition. I feel like that's like a service that these companies like have auto enrolled in, and they don't realize that they're still spending money on, because it's probably like $20. But wild, right? Like, who's like, we should just run a banner through the sky? What is that doing? It's kind of amazing how age gaps, I'm thinking specifically between siblings, really close as you get older. Someone was asking me about my siblings, and I was telling them I'm really close with both my sisters, and they were saying, well, what's the age gap? And, you know, Jackie and I are like 3 years, but Sammy and I are 5 years. And 5 years when you're growing up, that's significant. You know, it's like she was 8 and I was like working on giving a blowjob. Like, there's not much for us to talk about. But now, once you're like older than 21, 22, 5 years, everything, all the age gaps shrink. And I'm not giving any men a license to date 15-year-olds. That's not what I'm doing right here. So don't even start to. Colbertos. Very fun episode. I hope you enjoy it. You can watch the episode on YouTube. Leave us a comment, subscribe, email the show, theallycolbertshow@gmail.com. I love you guys. Just owns the space.
You rent
space.
This. Cool.
I rent this space. That's
this
what happened.
This space is awesome. I'm jealous of it.
Why?
Because it's like, I want to be able to do shit at my own house. Like, I can't even get a looper together. It's too much
What's
work.
What's a looper?
I've been trying to do like little recording. You know, you do your own little beat. Like,
and like sing?
And then you sing over it?
Do you do some sound effects in your stand up?
I do music. Yeah, I do some music.
I
stuff.
Can't. That
I know. I
pisses
can't believe
me
that.
Off when stand ups
oh
do that.
Oh my God, I love it. All I want to do is
no,
musical
because
theater,
it's not,
really.
Because it's not fair, because it's like obviously the audience likes that.
They do. They like it.
Because you have another talent. It's like music is better than comedy.
Well,
that's obvious.
It's easier to laugh when there's music because it's like a manipulation. You know, you feel like more at ease or you feel uncomfortable.
So
like,
what do you do? You're making a joke about, you know how rap songs are like, like, are you doing, what are you doing?
No, there's a couple piano players that are really good. Like this one girl, Casey.
Uh-huh.
She does like, she plays, or I'm sorry, Kaylee. Oh my God.
Wow.
Mess up her name.
She's so good.
Wow. I know her so well.
We shouldn't have smoked before.
No, we shouldn't have.
I took a hit of a pen.
You did?
Sometimes I do. Do you want a hit?
Just so we're on the same like level? No, I'm
good. Not
level.
I'm not like on a different level. I just have been needing it lately.
I feel you. It's stressful.
Are you sober?
No. Why?
I couldn't tell.
Does my skin look clear?
Your skin looks clear. You're like physically flawless. I've like hit on that 3 times already.
No.
Do you have like a very LA regimen? What are you doing with?
No, I don't have a big regimen. Do you?
No, I don't think I do. But like, I can just, I feel that you would. You have good out. You're like, listen, let's be honest. You're like a comedian that also happens to be hot. It's very rare.
Oh my God. Should we make out? Should we turn the cameras on?
There's like, There's not so many female comedians. I hate to say it. Most of us are like clobbered.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
That have good outfits, that have good skin. You seem to have your life together.
That's wow. I guess
but
I'm a good actress
as well.
But then
when I talk to you, you're not doing well.
I'm doing great, Ali. Fuck you. I think I put a lot of emphasis on putting myself together, getting my life together. Like,
yes.
Making it seem like my life's together.
It does seem like it.
I'm doing a good job.
Clothing will do a huge part about making you seem like your life's together because it just, first of all, I feel better about myself if I put on a real outfit, but I'm always tempted to just not do that.
I love clothes. I wish I got into fashion.
Yeah.
I wish I got into like more, I'm trying to get into copywriting.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Copywriting is like the people who write the, like
the ads?
Ads.
That's what you want to do? Why
would
you want to do that?
I've been in so many commercials and I end up writing every punchline.
Jade Catapretta.
Commercial actress.
Everyone. Has been a hilarious stand-up comedian, phenomenal actress.
Thanks.
One of the few comedians that actually books acting work consistently.
Well, this looks like
this
brick. This falls down. Everything, the whole thing falls down.
So you were an actress. You're a stand-up. You previously hosted The Soup.
The Soup.
Which is an iconic television show.
I know, but you know, the timing of it is almost comedic.
What, that it was pre-pandemic?
It was like... For a year, we were like promoting it, getting it together, like writing it, getting so excited.
You dumped that thing of soup.
Episode
on yourself.
Five. Yeah, literally. It was actually soup that they dumped on me.
Really?
Chicken noodle soup. Yeah, I couldn't get the smell out of my hair for like weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the sixth episode, we're like, we got it. I think we finally figured this out. COVID hits.
Was that the reason why?
Well, we did like 19 episodes within the pandemic, but we had like nothing to talk about. You know,
right,
there's no reality shows being
filmed. We're scared.
And then also, I didn't want to promote it. People were like, I lost my parents. And I'm like, but have you checked out this clip show I'm on?
So what I was going to say, okay, your dog's name is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
You got Cheryl from?
I took her from another comic.
What? And when you say took her?
I took her. I lived with him in between like a breakup.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you're taking Cheryl, aren't you? I was like, Cheryl's coming home with me.
Because this person didn't
He wasn't fit. He wasn't fit to be a father.
So
she's mine now, and this is how I pet her.
Can I ask, and I like to start off all my episodes with, how old are you?
39. About to be.
I don't know why. I think it's like so rude to just have a woman sit down
How
and
old
go,
are you?
How old are you? Just trying to clock your societal value.
I'm 39, and really my value is depleting as we speak.
Are you trying to have babies other than Cheryl?
No.
Great.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Good.
I'm like full dyke now, so it's been nice, you know? I can adopt when I'm like 50, you know?
So that's really what we're going to get into on today's
episode.
Yeah,
this is going to be fun, yeah.
That's the heart of the episode. All of the other things that I was going to talk about were going to lead into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I am tempted to now just throw away this dog story and just get right to it.
Yeah, let's get right to it.
So, Jade.
Yeah.
Do you identify as a lesbian now?
I think I always identified as pansexual.
Confused.
So pan. Yeah. So just like whatever comes my way. I basically say, I'm like, if you like me, that's like a character I like in a person.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
I'm not going to fight for someone to like me. Like, it has to start with like engagement,
shouldn't.
You know?
Totally.
But it's been fun and I had a good run. Now I'm seeing someone. I had a good wild run.
Okay.
Got out there.
I need to hear everything. So
fingered all the girls. It was fun.
Okay. Because when I first met you, it was at a pride party I threw with my ex-girlfriend like 6 years ago in New York.
Is that when we first met? On the rooftop?
On the rooftop. Maybe I had met you.
I was just looking at those photos the other day.
Maybe I had met you before, but not...
Like officially.
Not officially.
Yeah.
And I think you had a long-term boyfriend.
Where was I then?
You had a house in New York and a place in LA.
No, I was single.
You were single then?
I was single then.
Was that the reason that relationship... fell through?
No. But we were together for a long time. That relationship was long. We had like
I remember
property.
That.
It was a whole thing. He was a comic. Bad decisions.
How did two comics have property?
We were both on TV at the time. We're like, we're going to live forever. And then both of our shows got canceled. We're like, we need an Airbnb this thing immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just like we had like some early successes, you know, and he was a childhood actor.
A childhood actor.
So he had like, you know,
otherwise known
residuals.
As a child actor.
Yeah, childhood actor is weird. I don't know why I said it.
No,
like
I love the term childhood actor.
I have immigrant moments where I say stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was single. I was single and definitely like already.
I know why you were single, actually. Now what? I'm remembering.
Why?
Because the thing that I remembered most about you is that you were going to go on a date with Tatiana.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Maslany.
I did, yeah.
And I had just watched Orphan Black.
It's so funny because everyone was like, she's too gay for you. Like, because she looked, you know.
Yeah.
We matched on Raya. And I was like, oh, my God.
Right. I remember this.
And all my friends were like, she's too gay. She's too gay. Like, because I was like really into like more lipstick lesbians at the time. It's changed.
Oh, my God.
It's really changed.
It really has.
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, I don't really have a look of people that I'm into. It's an energy thing.
You were like, I really think I need to date a woman. I need to date a woman. You're matching with her. We were talking about that a little. And then you get into this thing with a very hot guy.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That threw me for a loop.
It threw me for a loop.
And he was very hot, so I understood if something had to happen.
He was very hot and like very loving towards me, which I had never had in a relationship.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Are you a child of divorce?
No, just like, you know, abusive immigrant parent.
Totally.
You know, the same.
Where did you grow up?
In Brazil, São Paulo. And then I moved to Virginia when I was 12.
So that's why you speak perfect English.
Yeah, that's why I talk a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So you're dating him.
Dating this hot guy. He's amazing. I made fun of him on the suit.
He has a 15-pack.
Yeah, he's like the hottest person
I've ever seen. You see
them on
Instagram, you immediately are like, do they have an OnlyFans? Just too good looking of a couple.
He was on a reality show, the end.
What was his reality show?
Temptation Island. I met him because I made fun of him on the soup.
And so he DM'd you? Slides into the DMs?
He like tweeted at me, but I wasn't running my social media at the time because they were scared I was going to talk about drugs or like rock or sex, you know, sex.
You gave it up, your social media, to someone else.
Yeah, they had a person running my social media when I did
the soup. What
are
you, Ben Affleck?
Well, you know, I like to post photos of my butt a lot and they run into it.
I've seen
advertiser money, you know.
So, okay, so Temptation Island is where you can cheat on your partner.
Yeah, so he came in to tempt people, didn't tempt anyone. I got him.
So then he DMs or what?
Then he tweets. I don't see it because I'm not running it. I'm scared of social media at this point because I'm so scared to say anything that'll get me fired off the soup.
Yeah.
And the girl who runs it, we're like in this pitch meeting and she's like, oh my God, the guy who you thought was hot DM'd at you or like tweeted at you or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then we just connected, started FaceTiming. It was COVID.
What else are you gonna
do? Nothing else was happening. We just like became besties and then.
More.
And then we dated for 2 years.
That was it? God,
years,
I feel
like
it was 20 years.
I know. It felt really long.
That feels, I think that's
not in a bad way. We're still friends.
No, I mean, he's great and I love you guys together. But I felt like that was like 3 years or 4 years because I thought there was a break in there and then there was a reunion.
I broke up with him because I was like, hey, I'm gay. And then.
So what is leading you at that point to say, now I really need to date
I just kept thinking about eating vaginas. It's all I could think about. It took
Are
over
you
my
serious?
Entire life. I'm serious.
And had you done it before?
Yeah. Like, and I just was like, if I don't eat
the
vagina,
once?
I'm going to. No, like multiple times. But I hadn't been in a relationship with a girl.
Yeah.
I'd been going on dates and like. It's really hard.
Where are you meeting women when you're going on dates before
well,
you have
a vagina
meltdown?
Well, I was like crushing Raya. I was crushing Raya really
crushing
hard.
Crushing Raya.
Yeah.
I think the women, I always struggle with the women on Raya. I don't want to
New York is
talk
better.
To them.
New York is better than LA.
What?
People meet up.
They don't like, meet up in LA.
In LA, they don't, like, I'll start conversations. You know, when I was on, I would start conversations like, hey, let's have a drink. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just really forward. And
No. You can't be that forward with women. That works for you?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. Maybe it's maybe you have a different energy than me. If I come right off out the bat and say, what, I don't think we're so energetically different.
Yeah.
But if I hit right away with, like, let's meet up, it scares the fuck out of them.
See, I want to smell you. I want to see if our vibes.
Of course. But I remember, like, and then that, like, I just remember this one girl.
Yeah.
We had chatted, like, a little bit. And I was like, all right, let's just get a drink. Like,
yeah.
Let's do it. And she unmatched me. But she had already, like, given me her Instagram. So I, like a psycho, this is now becoming an ego game, DM'd her and was like, what the fuck? Had her meet up with me, and then she, like, totally fell in love with me, and I just basically cut it off. I have an issue.
That's crazy,
I know,
dude.
But it was, like, I know, it was a long time ago.
Okay.
But, like, I really wanted,
like,
I'm changed.
I'm
but,
changed.
Yeah, it was last week. But that drives me crazy, like, how there's, like, a very small window about sealing the deal with women.
Yeah.
So at this point in time, you're meeting women on Raya. You're, quote, unquote, crushing Raya, says Jake Catabretta.
Crushing Raya, having fun, going on dates, like, hooking up.
And what? Like, and are you, like, you know, am I a top? Am I a bottom? Do I want the woman to pursue me? Do I want to pursue them?
Point,
what is
I don't,
your type?
At this point, I don't know I'm a top, okay? Like,
okay.
I don't really know how to fuck at this point. I'm thinking I'm, like, great, right?
Have you ever had sex with a woman before this?
Yes.
When is the first time? I don't
know. Oh, college. Like
college. And yeah. You say to yourself, I'm pansexual, whatever.
Yeah, I've always been like very openly like bi or whatever. There's not no only sort into of men.
Self like you're not like flogging yourself.
I mean, I am, but that's just for my career. But you should have written a better joke. And I'm just like, but I'm wanting to like experience more with women, but I'm having a hard time because like, I have all these like.
Because you weren't accepted to Raya at that point.
No, I was still on, I was already crushing Raya, but I was like, I have a lot of regret now that I feel like I'm good in bed with women.
Put on sad music.
Yeah, right?
I have a lot of regrets now.
I do. I have regrets. Like, I look back on all the women I could have fingered more correctly.
What were you... Okay, so you're going on these dates with women. And what is the type of women you're going on a date with?
Like... I mean, it varied. All different. But I just, like, really confident. That's, like, my one... probably thing in every person that I date. I like really
it's
confident
funny
people.
Because you're so confident though, so aren't you? Isn't it like a dick swinging contest then?
No, I like it. I like, we like lift each other up.
You raise me up. Okay, and so are you, you go on these dates and you maybe you're bottoming and you're like, this isn't for me.
I'm kind of, no, I don't really know what's happening. It's like kind of awkward. We're naked, we're like touching boobs. Yeah, it's like kind of out of body. We're making out and I'm like, yeah. I don't know where. I'm like, what do you like? I keep asking. I'm like, what do you want? What do you like?
You're like, and wanting to ask yourself.
Yeah, literally, like, what do I like? And then I date this like bitch and she like,
I date this like bitch.
This like bitch, right? And she like takes me and like puts my leg up and like fucks the fuck out of me, right? And I'm like, oh my God.
Holy
and,
shit. So fingers, I'm like, oh my God. Strap on.
No, just she just like grinds me.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, she
I'm
like,
from Brazil
she
now.
Trims me.
Wait, she grinds
she
you?
Like trims me. And
what
I'm like,
fuck? Wait, I don't even know what that
wait,
is.
Wait, why do I have to explain to every lesbian what tribbing is? Look up some porn.
No,
Jesus.
I don't watch lesbian porn because it's fucking
no,
fake
either.
As fuck and I'm out here in the streets really living it. But like, yeah, I understand tribbing yeah. is to some extent you're rubbing some sort of labia clit against another.
Yeah, it's just like clit on clit action, you know? It's okay. Scissoring basically, but like when it hits right, it just hits really right.
Holy
like,
shit.
I'm kind of like a little pervy boy. Like I could like kind of just grind on anything and be good.
I totally get it.
I'm a little grinder.
Yeah.
And then she grinds me and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, she like breaks my heart. She's a bitch. She like takes me to a party.
Heart?
She's like making out with this dude. I'm like, what the
making
fuck?
Making out with a dude.
Yeah, she's like a drunk. I'm
and
not into it.
She's very dykey.
She's dykey, but not, like, fully out.
I can
like,
feel that from the story.
Yeah, totally dykey, but, like, blonde, really pretty, like, really weird.
Like Abby Wambach vibes?
I don't know who that is.
Why do I have to explain everything to every lesbian? Why do I have to explain everything?
Sex and Lives of College Girls, Renee, like, that blonde, that energy.
Sure, she's, like, a femme dyke.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, that's what I want. I want to find that. And then, yeah, and then slowly, like, I started hooking up with more women and getting more comfortable with, like, fingering women and then I'm like, oh, I'm really good at this. Like, look, my fingers are strong. I joke about this, but like, can we get a close up? Look at this.
Yeah, I can see you're doing you're able to bend just the top.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And then once I figure that out.
It's like you unlock the new superpower.
It was like, and then I wish I could call the women I used to sleep with and go like, hey, I know how to finger now.
You could call.
They're all married, you know.
To women?
To women, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of them are married, yeah.
I don't get totally what's the lesbian obsession with marriage, but lesbians
I don't get the obsession
like
with
that.
Marriage, the end.
The end. Like, you're a lesbian. Why do you need to do
like,
that?
Like, can't we just keep two apartments? It's so much cooler.
I completely agree and all the comment. You're privileged. Shut up. So.
Oh, like, people have to get together to, like, survive?
To survive.
Well, that's not love. That's get a roommate.
Right.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with love.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go.
Cheryl's out.
Cheryl. Cher. Cher.
Get out.
Cher.
Cool.
She, I put a pin in this because I want to say the thing about the dog. That my neighbor knocked on my door a week ago and said, hey, I'm leaving for Utah in 20 minutes. Can you watch my dog this weekend?
That's insane.
And I go.
Also, great strategy. Might use that.
I go, I was going to New York the next day. I was like, I'm going to New York. I can see if Julian can. And he's like, okay, yeah, you know. I was like, well, what about food and water? He's like, I just leave the food down. She feeds herself, so.
That's bad, by the way. It's bad for them. It, like, messes up their brain. They're supposed to, like, not always have food there. Like, you're supposed to teach them when to eat.
Yeah, I totally think. And he was like, she only needs to be let out once every 12 hours.
That's insane. Don't have a dog.
I know.
That upsets me. You should have taken the dog.
It's a
dog protective service.
I know. I didn't want to punish the dog, so I obviously let the dog out and stuff, but I thought it was crazy.
That's pretty nuts.
So you
don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog. Don't have a kid.
Don't make children. The world is ending.
Everyone wants to make children.
Don't make any more kids and don't get into comedy if you haven't already.
Do not get into start comedy. Are you joking?
Do you know how many more people are going to get into comedy now that this strike is fucking happening?
What?
Do you know how many more people?
I don't even want to think about it. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Same.
I hate these people. There's so many people who've been doing comedy for so long, and they're like, when is my... I'm like, you need
just
to stop.
Just quit.
I'm begging you
just
to quit.
Just quit. I quit like every other day. I'm like, I'm taking a break. And then I don't.
Well, no, you don't actually quit.
I quit so many times. I'm like, I'm going to take July off. And then they give me an offer. I'm like, I'll take it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't say no to things like that.
No.
But Cher.
She's good.
No, I know she's good. She's so great.
She's
so
gonna smell
you
stuff.
Leave relationship with the 15-pack
yeah.
guy to date women.
To date women, yeah.
And is he cool with that?
You know, he's like, obviously,
hurt.
He's hurt.
Hi,
but
Cheryl.
He understands. And he's very cool. He's
is he like, why don't we be open, though?
Yes. Yeah, we tried it. And then I was like, this isn't working because the kind of women I want to date aren't like weird field women that are like into poly. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they want to have like an emotional connection.
Yeah, and I wanted to have like, because I hadn't really had
no
an
girlfriends
emotional
up, up until this point.
Not like, not really, you know?
Right.
So I meet this girl that we've been like on Raya talking for years. And she's like, the
is she
week
a
we break up, gorgeous. Yeah.
That's how they are in Raya.
Priscilla, yeah. Oh, should
Priscilla
I say
Presley.
Her name? Priscilla Presley. And did she die?
She did.
Yeah, this was
rest
right before
peace.
She died. Yeah, she's in heaven with Elvis.
Oh,
sorry
but
about
my God,
dad.
Her daughter is so fucking hot.
They're all so hot. Even the
mom is Priscilla.
The mom is Priscilla? What's the daughter?
Wait.
Isn't it the daughter who died?
Wait.
The daughter
Priscilla
died.
Priscilla married, you're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Priscilla married Elvis, and they had.
She was so cute, and she married him at 15.
She was so cute. Oh, my God. Her,
she was
her eighth
a teenager.
Grade graduation.
Yeah, yeah. Adorable.
No, but I'm talking about the granddaughter who was in Daisy Jones, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
I am in love with her.
I don't know her name.
And her singing.
Cheryl wants to be on your
I know.
So sorry.
Come here.
Are you allergic? I'm sorry.
No, I have
she's
a dog.
Bathed.
And I was
okay.
going to bring my dog.
I can't believe she's so friendly towards you. Wow.
I
she's
know.
Kind of a bitch. She doesn't like men.
Okay. Well, I don't blame her. Neither do I. So... Okay, you try, yeah, obviously, the field women.
The field women's not working. I'm into this girl, and then I get into this girl, and she's like, not into it. I'm still into this girl I'm, like, talking to.
She says that to you?
Yeah, she, like, breaks it off, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I can't.
Were you crushed?
A little bit, because I was like, oh, this will be fun, finally. Like, the timing is so right.
Right.
And, but then it wasn't right, and then, yeah, and then it was just really hard to meet women. Like, it's just really difficult to meet women.
It's impossible to meet women. I think... I mean, this is how I feel about certain apps that the women don't respond. Maybe they do respond more in New York or something.
Like, which ones are you talking about?
I mean, I think Raya, a lot of the women will talk to you and then they go away.
Yeah.
I have done this as well.
Because they're all like, bye. They're like...
Yeah, I don't know what they're looking... I mean, I meet a lot of women that I can tell they want something to happen, but they've never had an experience with a
That's
woman.
That's the thing. They want you to be the starter kit lesbian.
And I'm like, I can't do this with you.
See, I had a moment where I was like, I can do this.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's fun
a very
if they're,
slight
if they're hot
myriad.
Enough.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll do... Because forever, I was waiting for something to happen. Like,
right.
I was like, I just want some power dyke to find me,
mm-hmm.
finger me till I die, and then I'll get buried.
Right.
You know? And then I was like, I'm going to be the daddy.
Right.
And then everything changed for me. I became the daddy, and then... And then,
but that feels
changed.
Like a natural fit for you.
Yeah, it does. It feels like energetically really like fitting.
Yeah.
It's and making me feel more like myself.
Okay, so then after this, she has like a bump on her head.
I know. I'm scared about it.
Sorry,
I
need
pick
to talk
it every
about
time.
It on the show.
I need to pick it. I pick at it like every day.
I'm like obsessed with finding
me
stuff
too.
Like that on dogs.
Wait, you have no idea how much that bump bothers me.
No, I'm infuriated right now. I like need to perform surgery on this.
I know. Like, I've looked it up. I'm like, should I remove it?
No, you can't remove it. Dogs
wait,
get these.
She had a zit right here on her nose.
Did
it
you
was
pop
a zit.
It?
Oh, did I pop it?
It was actually a zit.
It was actually a
did
zit.
Did white come out?
Yeah. No, it was like calcified, so it was like gray.
Ah!
I know. I'm sorry. I like that
a calcified
stuff.
Zit?
Yeah.
No, I love, why am I talking about it? I
yeah.
like talking about
so
it.
So my vet was like, it's just a little zit. We'll pop it, and if it fills back up, just pop it. And
you
I was
have
like,
a zit?
It's gone now. It
how
healed.
Old is she?
Nine.
Nine.
Nine. 9 years old.
Okay, so where did we leave off on that? Okay, so the femme dyke that you were waiting for that you really liked said she's still into this other woman.
Yeah, and yeah.
And that was hard. That was hard for you.
That was hard. It was hard, but I was like, whatever. She wanted to become an actress, and I was like, I'm not going to date another fucking actress. That's
she
the problem.
No, that's not good at all.
Not good at all.
Was she getting work?
No, she was like an acting class. Like, she was like a serious actress, like wanted to do plays in LA.
Oh, God, these actors. It's one thing if you're a stand-up and an actor, it's like, I get it.
I have actor friends that are like actor friends.
No, but if you're just trying to like get in the actor door just as an actor alone, it's hard. Literally, God bless. I have no idea how that would happen.
But I have friends who are like successful actors. I'm like, how do you guys do this? And hanging around them, they're so much more supportive and like kind.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes I need
because they're earnest.
Yeah, they're really genuine. Like
stand-up, sometimes I'm like, I can't be around you guys.
It's hard. Like this girl that I'm dating now, she's an artist and her friends are genuine.
Take me there.
I go, my best friend owns a restaurant in Chicago and they just won Michelin star, James Beard Award, all this crazy stuff. The Bear, basically, but not The Bear. Mm-hmm. And there, she's like, I'm coming into town to do this event. And I bring my dad to the event. All my best friends are there from college.
Your friend's coming to LA to do an event to do this restaurant. Event.
Yeah, Channing Tatum's old house. It was like a fancy, like, I dressed up, I wore a suit, my dad wore a suit. It was a whole thing.
Okay.
And I'm there at this event and this girl walks in and she's talking to my dad and like, is that girl talking to my dad? Like, who's that girl talking to my dad? It's hot. And then I like walk in closer and they're speaking Japanese. I'm like, oh my God, who's that girl speaking Japanese to my dad?
Yeah.
And yeah, immediately like we just started hanging out.
Did you know that she was gay?
Yeah, she's very dykey, yeah.
Oh, she's very dykey.
Yeah, but she's like femme, but she reads more masculine.
She's femme, but she reads masculine.
Yeah.
And so I guess this is just my own exploration is like, so you're going to identify as a top right now during this interview, if I understand.
Yeah, I'm fully in.
Okay, so Jade Catterfred is a top. Do you then receive at all?
Because yeah, I want to receive. I want both.
You do want both.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people are confused that I don't want to receive more, but I do feel like energetically in alignment, I feel very top to the point where I'm like, it's not that I don't like it. Like I'll always have an orgasm, but I'm not like trying to be finger banged.
Interesting. But so like while you're fingering someone, you don't want them to finger you back?
I mean,
if they're
sure,
good at it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not like obsessed with like, I don't want to like lie down and just get like you said
so
that.
So like, can you come from fingering someone?
Can I come? No, I would have to touch myself.
Like what if you just grind on their leg while you're fingering them?
I don't know if I could come from that.
I can come from that.
That's just unfair.
I know. It's weird. I have like I feel like.
You come easily.
No, it's weird.
Sounds like, pretty easy.
I really like making somebody come. That's like what, that's the turn on.
That's
yeah.
my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I do think that.
Would we just wrestle?
I know.
No, you come. No, you come. You come. It's like a finger, like, no.
I do feel that I have more satisfaction from that than from actually having an orgasm.
Yeah, it's hard for me to like receive. That's like a thing I'm working on.
So interesting enough, your dyke girlfriend likes to receive.
Yeah.
So how long have you been together?
She's very private, so I'm going to keep it very, like, neutral.
Be neutral.
Yeah,
be neutral.
7 months.
Her name's Priscilla.
Her name's Priscilla, no.
7 months?
7 months. Well, we just made it official. Just made it, like, girlfriends.
So you have a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend, yeah.
Whoa.
I know, it's crazy. It's exciting.
What's been, like, the most, like, surprising, delighting thing about being in relationship with a woman?
Everything. I'm obsessed.
I know.
I, like, cannot believe that I dated a man before.
Tell me everything.
I got back from Brazil, and she picked me up from the airport, and then when I got to her house, she had, like, I was on my period, so she had all these little, like, tampons set up for me and a little eye mask so I could sleep during the day and, like, all the little snacks set up.
The thoughtfulness.
Thoughtfulness, yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine dating a man.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't go back. I mean, for a long time, I was kind of mad at myself. Like, why did I waste so much time? Like, I always kind of knew, like, maybe I just got stuck in these things where I really like taking care of people, too.
Yeah.
So, like, in my last one.
Men are so easy to take care of.
Exactly. Like, I just took care of him and I loved it, and it worked. It was like he was like my little COVID buddy. We were like COVID buddies, you know?
Yeah. But do you feel like you enjoy sex with men?
I think I just enjoy sex.
Yeah.
But I enjoy sex with women more. I'm just like more mentally turned on. Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm like, oh my God. What? Like,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked about this a bit on here before, but like this time in between relationships with women, I always find myself being curious about men again. I don't think I'm straight. Like, I'm obviously not straight, but I, like, will see a man, and I'm like, do I really hate having sex with them? And then I'll, like, have sex with a guy.
Like, I can't imagine you sucking a dick.
For some
reason. It's so weird.
It's, really?
Yeah, I can't imagine
it. Because I seem so masculine, energetically, or I seem not straight.
I don't know. It just doesn't make, like, in my head, it just doesn't.
Really? I can't really imagine myself sucking a dick because I can't imagine myself being, like, subservient to a man.
Interesting. It's a whole other thing with you. It's like a power dynamic versus just like a physicality.
No, I
thing.
Would do it, but
sorry,
the other.
She's...
No, I'm into her. Okay, stop. Cool. So, okay. But I do feel that like if I were like getting fucked by a man, I would have to be so performative for them.
Yeah.
Because I would probably, my truth, if I was getting fucked by a man, would be like, okay. Like, this right. is like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but not like,
Yeah, like, I guess I like the performance of it.
Because do you get turned on by your own performance?
Yeah. And then I realized, I was like, oh, I'm more turned on by me in this sexual experience than
right.
you.
Right.
Like.
Yes.
I couldn't really lose myself in it anymore.
Yeah.
And then I was like, whoa. And then I went through obviously all the dark parts of like, why have I been with men all this time? Is it like a trigger thing? Is it like a trauma thing? Like, is it just what I was taught to do to fit in when I was really young? You know, the whole like Virginia experience started to come up. And then
the Virginia experience.
Yeah. Like I grew up in Virginia.
The Virginia Project.
You know, I'm coming from Brazil. Like I'm a horny kid who kisses everyone. And then I'm in Virginia where they're like, you know, behind closed doors, everyone's doing horrible things.
So what did you land on? What was it?
I just was like, well, yeah, I landed on the fact that I was just like gay and wanted to be with women my like entire existence and just never allowed myself to like fully be there, even though I was like, I had a lot of internal homophobia that I had been dealing with in the past like few months.
I have so much internalized homophobia.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I like still have it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm better. The more I accept myself, the easier it is for other people to accept me.
Yeah.
Yeah, light bulb. But I definitely, I mean, when I think about growing up and like any resistance or hesitancy I had towards like saying I'm gay, it was all because of myself.
Same.
Like my parents are cool.
Yeah, my parents, I mean, well, I wouldn't say that, but they're good, whatever.
Do they know you're in a relationship?
Oh, anymore? Yeah, they don't. They're cool about it. They're just, they don't really care. They're kind of in their own like universe. Like my parents are just
Are
like,
they still in Virginia?
Yeah, they're still in Virginia. And recently I just went back and did my very first comedy show there, like in the town.
Uh-huh.
And at the time I was like really, I grew a mustache. I was like really into this mustache I grew.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like I just had this moment. I was like, should I grow it?
How do you mean?
Like I fully grew out a mustache.
How could you?
I have a little few hairs now that I haven't plucked, but like I grew it out. You
and
could
you
see
could
it.
See it?
Oh yeah.
Are you non-binary?
No.
Is that a fair follow-up to that?
I guess, yeah. Like for a second I was like, maybe I am kind of non-binary. And then my girlfriend had a really good point about like, maybe it's not about making another box. It's like expanding the spectrum
okay,
of what
fine.
A woman can be, you know?
Good point, just like, Priscilla.
Priscilla, at it again. And so I grew this fucking mustache.
Yeah.
And like at first I was like cool with it. And then I was like, oh my God, I have like a full mustache. I don't know what to do. Like I was like frozen by it. And I would see it. Like it's all I could see. Like every time I looked at it.
But you liked it.
But I liked it, but I hated it at the same time.
It's
it
like
was
a
like
a weird relationship.
It was weird because I've also been like removing the hair on my body ever since I was like 12, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. My whole body's like lasered.
Yeah.
And then I went to Virginia. I had this mustache, did this like show in my hometown with all like high school friends. And it was just such an interesting experience finally being like, I'm gay, 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 gay. Like, and then everybody
oh,
being cool with it.
Oh, it's coming up in your
it.
Material.
Oh, yeah. It's all I talk about.
Oh, my God. I need to see you. Like,
do I like need to write new comedy so badly. It's giving me like anxiety.
Well, it's like I feel like the lag between the stuff I'm talking about on stage and my real life, it's like a newscaster lag. It's like 2 to 3 months.
Is it? Like, mine's immediate.
You really? How can you turn up everything immediately?
Well, because I was like, the first time I like made a girl come and I was like, made a girl come? Like, I immediately
you
like get excited. Can't help it.
Oh, I'm too self-conscious to like, I sometimes do like let perfection get in the way of progress and as if
yeah,
my jokes
same.
Are perfect. But
my comedy's actual garbage.
No, I just am so like, I am paranoid about like saying something that doesn't feel, I don't know why. Do you post crowd work?
Yeah.
Do you feel self-conscious of that? I'm like so in the...
I kind of feel like I was like one of the first people to kind of do it. I swear. I'm like, I feel like everybody,
you.
Like my video style, like in the very beginning, I feel like everyone's copied it now. And I'm like, man, I don't.
Yeah. No like, self-consciousness around that.
No, I don't even really want to be posting anymore. I feel like it takes away like the magic of me being on the road. Because like a lot of comics didn't do... I was. And then now I'm like slowed down because people... I'm like not promoting anything, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'll go on a radio show. They're like, "What do you promote?" I'm like, "See me locally on a commercial."
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm more self-conscious that my partner is like a little bit more private than me, and I'm still figuring out like what I can and can't say.
She's super famous or something? What's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, she's a big artist.
What type of artist?
She draws, and she's a philosopher, you know. So she's pretty cool.
Can you show me after?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, because the way you're saying, like, holy shit.
Yeah, she's, and she's like a genuine artist and like, you know,
So meaning you don't want to talk about something?
Yeah, I don't want to be like, openly talking about like
wild sex
stuff.
Why do you have to talk
stuff?
About her?
Just talk about what's happening to me.
But talk about your life and don't say who she is.
No, yeah. I've been like, she's British too, so I at least I can
We're
talk about
clues.
That. You know, I can talk about that.
Yeah, you could
definitely. Cheryl.
That's
she's
Cheryl.
Me. She's in love with you.
I know. So you do this homecoming show, and you're doing all your gay material.
And I'm doing this.
With your mustache.
With my mustache.
And everyone's like, what the fuck happened?
Everyone's like, what's happening? Yeah, and I'm like, I'm so queer. And then I do this thing where I do like a rap on stage, yeah. Your favorite, and I bring an audience member.
It just always gets a laugh, and that just frustrates me as someone who doesn't have that
I get
talent.
It. Kirk Fox follows me at the Comedy Store all the time. Like, well, I'm not going to be doing that shit.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I do this thing where somebody comes up on stage and this girl's like eyeing me and I'm like, do you want to come up on stage and beatbox with me? And then I go, oh my God, you're so cute. We should kiss now. And she grabs me and kisses me like on stage. And I'm like.
At your hometown show?
Hometown show. And I go, oh my God, Bianca, did you see that? My sister was there. I was like, oh my God, B, did you see that?
I always think men are able to perform and they fuck their fans, and women should get to fuck their fans too.
I agree. But then I started to feel like, nah, like, you know, it's meaningless sex, like, isn't for me.
Totally.
I mean, sometimes, you know.
I know. Meaningless sex is boring. I like to create a fantasy where, like, even if it is meaningless, I imagine something around it is making it really loaded. If you can't play that mental game with me, we're not going to have fun.
Yeah, we're not going to do it.
I, like, really need to create. No, there's no.
Your
can't.
Dirty talk is like, if we don't have sex, all of civilization will end.
It's apocalyptic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, we need to do this now.
Listen, I know that you're dying. Before the bomb goes off. Yeah, I know that you're dying, and the only time that you can be better is if you have sex.
No, but there needs to be some sort of like a mental foreplay.
Yeah, no,
a significant mental foreplay. As a comedian, as a writer, as an actress, and this isn't particular to you. We're always talking about gay sex on the show, so don't think I'm like,
oh no, I don't,
obsessed with how you fuck Jade. I don't care.
Okay, relax.
So is it, you need this like dirty talks? How do you feel about
dirty? Yeah, I need dirty talk.
Almost every comedian I talk
to. Yeah, 100%.
They need dirty talk.
I need it.
What do you think that's about?
We're verbal people that need verbal affirmation.
Verbal affirmation.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I've gone out with people who don't give that, and I immediately know we can't be in a relationship.
If it's silent, just heavy breathing, what are we doing?
I think that's how Christians have sex.
That's so creepy to me.
All right, what is your religion?
None. Zero. Spiritual.
Right, that's what pussies. I thought. Have you done ayahuasca?
No, not yet.
I'm about to.
Are you really?
I'm putting it in the universe. I don't have it planned.
Oh, I'm like, I can help you. I have a lot of
ayahuasca. I need
people.
To do ayahuasca.
Yeah. Where would you like to do it? Are you going to do it like the whole thing, like in Peru or like in a different country or like in California somewhere?
It could be in Will's backyard. It could be at a hotel. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want it to feel good.
Are you a mushroom girl?
Yeah, I've done everything.
Yeah.
Ayahuasca is.
Acid too?
I've done it all.
Whoa.
But Mama Aya is calling.
I get it.
That's what they say.
Should we do it and film it for your podcast?
I would want to watch it before, like, I would have the intention of filming it, but then I would need to watch it. And
I feel like that
would
be scary.
It wouldn't feel safe. It wouldn't feel safe.
But Chelsea did it, I think, on the show. On the show, yeah.
I remember watching that.
Yeah. It was like a while ago, right?
It was a while ago, and I really enjoyed it, and I love Chelsea.
I want to be able to lose myself, like, the same way that she does.
It seems
I wish
you're
I didn't
on
care.
Your way there.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish I became such a people pleaser at some point of, like, becoming an immigrant and needing to fit in, like, the whole, like, chameleon, like, I'm one of you, you know?
Right. Or you have codependent patterns?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it's kind of become, where I'm like, and then...
Maybe that's how you stay in relationship with men. It's like, you don't want to hurt them, you want to take care of them, you want to save them, and then it's like, well, I'm drowning.
Exactly. And then that's how comedy feels. I'm like, why am I still doing comedy? Like, I hate it. It gives me so much anxiety.
What part?
All of it.
Moving tickets?
Tickets is the number one.
Tickets is why I have Crohn's disease.
Yeah. Tickets is like, yeah. Why I, yeah, 100%. My butthole's ruined. It's dead. It's broken.
I bleed.
Yeah.
It's
broken.
It's moving tickets. It's the self-promotion. And I agree with you that going up on, like, the moments on stage where it's working, I'm in love with.
In love,
but
yeah.
Everything around that kills me.
Me too. It, like, hurts me.
I know.
And then I'm constantly talking about how much I hate it. And then these guys are just like, I love it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that, like, a lack of awareness on their part? That they don't realize how awful it is?
No, I think they're just used to the rhythm of it and they like it. Like, maybe it doesn't affect them as much because they're not, like, as tuned in to what's actually happening.
Right. I wanted to do that co-headlining show with you. I'm sorry I couldn't.
Oh, we'll do another one if you want to. It felt like a lot of work.
Well, I was like in Morocco, and you're like, I need to know by this time. And I was like,
we can make a nice little chunk if we do it right.
Let's do it.
You guys should come out.
You guys should come to the show. I think that would be really fun. We could market it as, you know, 2 tops, 1 hour.
I love that.
It could be really fun.
2 tops, 1 hour.
I would like to even do some time on stage with you. It could be fun.
That could be fun.
If we have like a moment.
So I've been going to Brazil doing stand-up there very badly, like just eating shit. And these two guys.
Are you doing it in Portuguese?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's fucking wild.
That's awesome.
If you want to eat shit, truly, do it in your home country.
How about if I go there, I do it in English?
That eats shit too, because they don't really speak English.
No, I know. Like, so it's perfect.
I did a couple
I'll
shows.
I'll feature for you in English.
In English, yeah. Just in a Portuguese show. They like don't want to be talked to, and that's like all I do. But
yeah.
Shit, what was I talking about? Oh, Portuguese. And these two guys have an improv show that they do.
Yeah.
And they come up on top and do like 30 minutes, the two of them on stage. And they'll do like themes. Like they'll be like, what do we talk about? And they're like, animals. And then they just have a random, like it's like the mic touch thing.
Right.
That David Vitale used to do.
Yes.
So we could do that.
Bumping mics,
yeah.
So we could, yeah. I mean, we could rebrand that for gays.
David Vitale is my favorite
mics,
comic.
Scissoring wires. Something. David Vitale is amazing.
Clit on clit.
I would love to do that. I want to ask you what you want to plug, but I know you just said you fucking hate that.
I'm in Arizona. No, I'm in Tempe, Arizona, 20th to the 22nd of July.
Next week.
Like next week. Is that next weekend?
That's
holy
next
shit.
Weekend.
Yeah.
That's next weekend. Check out Jade in Tempe, Arizona. You're Jade Catapretta on everything.
Jade Catapretta on everything. Check me out on Threads.
Check me out on Threads. TTA Preta. It's 2 T's, isn't it?
2 T's on the Cata, 1 T on the Preta.
You got that?
You guys get that?
This was like, it was the hour went by very
Is that already been an hour?
It's time.
Jesus.
You have to come back. You'll come back and we'll do a show.
Yeah, we will do a show.
Have a good night.
Bye. Yeah!